Today we'll begin a new mahalach on Parshas Vayera. Let's begin by something that we didn't discuss yesterday, and that is the Seder Advarim, Vayidaber Elokim Vayomer Elav Ani Avaya. As you know, the Vayidaber is Lashon Dibur Kosha, Elokim is Midas Adin, and the Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem, Vayomer is Amira, that's Raka, that's softer speech, and Hashem is Midas Arachmin. So what's the inyan? Why does half the pasuk talk about din and half the pasuk talk about rachamim? But it seems like from here that this week's parsha is teaching us a certain seder hanyonim. There's a vaydaber elokim, there's a leketchila, a din, kosher, and then there's a rachamim. What's the seder advarim that's being taught? And then va'era, the parsha is called va'era. Va'era's lashon is galisa, as galesi, says the Targum. What is the gilui? What is the Torah teaching us over it? It's mashma, the Torah is giving us here a path on how to get to a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sod of Parshas Va'era is how to get to it, but it's galesi. What is that? And then the pasuk in pasuk Yud Gimel says the pasuk Vaydaba Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron Vayitzavim el Bnei Yisrael vel Parim elch Mitzrayim lehoitzis Bnei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. So Yerushalmi darshins in Rosh Hashanah, the Almatzivum doesn't say what the pasuk commanded us. Says the Yerushalmi that the pasuk commanded us on the parsha of Shiluach Avodim that every person has to send his eved, right? Sheshes Yonim Tavod. 6 years he works, and then on the seventh year, Yetze Lachov Shichinom, like the Parshas Mishpatim begin. The obvious question, Rechaim Shmuel Levitz even asked this question. Klal Yisrael over here, Avodim, it's a type of Loeg LaRosh to teach them while they are Avodim, to start teaching the Parshas Shiluach Avodim. Sort of poking fun of them. It's Rechaim Shmuel Levitz has a Mahalach. But we're going to try to bring out a certain new Mahalach over here. And then we want to find the kesher between the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha. That the end of the parasha is the makkah of Borot. What's the connection between the beginning of the parasha and the last makkah over here, which is makkah of Borot? And again, by the way, the 10 makkahs, we're going to discuss them at the Shem in a totally different, not in the Shem. We get closer to Pesach. We're going to discuss the 10 makkahs as a piece on their own. Here we're just concentrating more on the parashas than on the actual makkas. But Emet Hashem, we'll discuss another time the whole Seder, the whole sequence of the makkas. We'll devote Emet Hashem a few shiurim to that. But in terms of the parashas, let's get closer, deeper understanding to parashas Ve'era and to Bichlal and to Sefer Shmoit. And today we want to discuss another mahalach in addition to yesterday to teach us the chilek between the avoida of Sefer Bereishis and Avoid of Sefer Shmois. The Avoid of Sefer Shmois is Be'emus, to be Megala, something different than Sefer Bereishis. The Avoid of Sefer Shmois is best illustrated by Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was the one who set the path for the Avoid. His Avoid is the Avoid of Sefer Shmois. What is Moshe Rabbeinu's Avoid? Avadai Moshe Rabbeinu is a big Oved Hashem. What does it mean that he was a big Oved Hashem? But the answer is that whenever we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu and Chazal, we talk about him as being an Eved Hashem. As Chazal say on the Pasuk, right at the end of Zeis HaBrocha, Vayomach Shom Moshe Eved Hashem Be'eretz Moav Al Pi Hashem. Moshe was the Eved Hashem. And that's how Yeshua, Sefer Yeshua also begins, Vayiach Reith Moshe Eved Hashem. And like we say in Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelke ki Eved ne'emon k'rosaleh. Shoyin, Moshe was a gon, Moshe Rabbeinu was a this, Moshe Rabbeinu had all the milas. But the mila that the Torah is bringing out is the mila that Moshe was an Eved Hashem. What is the mila of being an Eved Hashem? What does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? Obviously, if Moshe had all the milas, so summing up all the milas must be calling him an Eved Hashem. So what is this avoida? So the Mefarshim, some in different places of Marech, just want to read you out a line of the Gra. The Gra writes the following. The Gra writes that when we talk about a person being an Eved Hashem, this is what we mean. He ha'mala ha'gdoila shebekula. It's the greatest mala. To be called an Eved Hashem, there's nothing greater than it. K'moy sha'amru, Eved Melech Melech. Because the Eved of the Melech is the Melech. And Eved of the Melech is so close to the king that he's ke'ilu called the king. And therefore, the greatest thing we can say about a person's closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's an Eved Hashem, because the Eved, Ke'ilu, becomes the thing itself, becomes the Melech himself. What does this mean? But the oimek of this is, and the best illustration of this is, from the first Eved that we find in the Torah. And the first Eved that the Torah discusses is the Eved who is Eliezer Eved Avram. And the Pasuk says, Vayomer Avram, El Avdoi Zekan Beisoi Hamoyshel B'chol Asheloi. And it's Yidua what the Medrash Rabba on this Pasuk teaches us, that what does it mean, Zekan Beisoi? Says the Medrash Rabba, Ziv Ikunin Shaloi Doimeloi. In fact, Eliezer looked like Avram Avinu. Now Eliezer was Mizerachom, as we know, and it's highly unlikely that somebody Mizerachom looked like Avraham Avinu or was born to look like Avraham Avinu. But Eliezer became so bottled to Avraham Avinu, he was such an Eved to Avraham Avinu, that he became a chilek of Avraham Avinu's Metzias, and therefore he began even looking like an Avraham Avinu. That teaches us, that shows us, that his spotless of an Eved to his master can go so far that the Eved can become mamish, not only a chelik of the master in terms of panimius, but even his external features begin looking like the master. That's ad kdei kach, that's the oimik divrei hagra, that an Eved melech is the melech. He is the melech so much so that he even can begin looking like an Eved. Like the melech. So Allah has come and come, when we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu being an Eved Hashem, Bechlal, we talk about an Eved Hashem, is an Eved Hashem is somebody who becomes so bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until he ceases being a Metzias of his own. He's not anymore Metzias, he doesn't exist. He's Neskalel, he becomes included in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias and becomes a chiluk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becomes a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here. He's not a person who has his own emotions and his own feelings, but he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not an Eved. An Eved is somebody who is not himself anymore. He's Kula Elikus. Kula the Bechino of manifesting Elikus. And obviously this is a Chiddush when we're talking about an Eved of Hashem. But Kadmoinim have already taught us this Yisod. The Hilga Balatanya writes in Torah Or. Let me read you out his Lashon. That Moshe Rabbeinu mid Acheres Laisaboy Shenema V'nachnu Ma. Ma means what are we? Bittel Gamri, says the Balatanya. Lefichach zocha shenas natoir al yad. We'll come to this soon. Va'omer Chazal shoyes a shchina medaberes mitoch groina shel Moshe. What does it mean that the shchina talks from the mitoch groina shel Moshe? Moshe doesn't talk. When Moshe talks, it's in fact the shchina talking, because we know Moshe Rabbeinu himself and the speech patterns. Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvad peh. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu a kvad peh? To teach you that Moshe Rabbeinu himself doesn't talk. He hasn't got a koyach adibur. By Moshe Rabbeinu talks. Yeah, the Shechina talking. That's what the Hispatlus, until Moshe Rabbeinu becomes a chelik of the Likus, and therefore what comes out, what's the Hisgalus coming out of Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem, Elikus, Elikus, Elikus. That's the Bechin of Shechina medaberes mitach groina. Dibor is the Gilui, what's going on inside. Dibor is a Gilui. What's Moshe Rabbeinu? Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baratani goes further, deeper. Kiloi shayich Bechinas ahava v'tanog, she'ene margish esatz meklam. Moshe Rabbeinu felt no Ava, felt no Tainug in his Avodas Hashem. Ava's Hashem? Ava? Ava's a Midah. That's not somebody who's completely bottled to Hashem. There's no emotion to somebody who's bottled to Hashem. He doesn't feel Tainug, because there's no heat. She'enu margish es atzmi klal. Raku botel b'metzias ve'enu teves mokim li atzmi klal. Elashun nimshach achrov ledova shu medaber. He's memela nimshach to what he's saying. K'moshik siva osim dvorai bepich. Which means the Balatanya is teaching us an unbelievable yisod. The madrega that Moshe Rabbeinu reached was the madrega that there wasn't any emotions, there wasn't ava, there wasn't time, there was nothing. All that there was elikus. And in the same way as lo yirani ha'adam v'choy, nobody can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and live. We know later on Moshe Rabbeinu had to wear a veil. You can't look at Moshe Rabbeinu's face. Moshe Rabbeinu talks Shechina. Moshe Rabbeinu is a manifestation of the Shechina. His whole face is glowing with the aura of the Shechina. It's a gilui Shechina. And therefore, there's a veil. You can't look at Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to look at Moshe Rabbeinu through a chatzitza. In the same way as all the elikus that's manifested itself in this world is all through mechitzas, is all through chatzitza. Otherwise, it would be blinding. It's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu represented. And if this is what Moshe Rabbeinu represents, and Moshe Rabbeinu introduces us to Avoida in Sefer Shmois, then obviously this is also the Avoida in Sefer Shmois. And this gives us an idea of the difference of Avoida between Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmois. The chiluk between Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmois and the Avoida of Bereishis and Shmois is the following. Sefer Bereishis the Ovis HaKadoshim set about to prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boirei Ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boirei Ha'olam. Because in those times there were people who were being koifer, as the Rambam is Marach, at the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, they were being koifer, they denied that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eventually they denied that Hashem was Boirei Ha'olam. The Rambam goes through the whole, very interesting to see. Originally they believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Boirei, but they thought the stars and the moon were just the Emtzaim, but eventually they began realizing that they began believing only in the stars. Save Bereishis, the Ovis HaKadoshim, to prove Emunah Pshuta, that there's a Boirei to this Bria. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Boirei the Bria. Save Shmois. Is an addition to that. Having proven in Sefer Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boirei the Bria, the next level is to prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adoin of the Bria. In other words, not only did Hashem create the world, but He continues being the Balabais of the world. He is the Melech HaOlam. Let's see, or to use our language. We know if you do, I won't go into it now, that there's two parts to a king. There's the actual crowning the Melech as a Melech, and then there's the Melech establishing his Malchus. And a Melech establishes his Malchus through Din, but first, the Melech becomes Melech. Sefer Bereishis was crowning the Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Melech Oyla, meaning that he's the Boirei, and it's his, etc. That's the Melech, that's the first level. And by the way, that corresponds in Shmoyne Esther to the Bechina of Tka B'Shoifa God L'Cheresenu, which is the Bechina of bringing Klal Yisrael together, because we know that Hashem can only be the Melech when Klal Yisrael are gathered together, like the Pasuk says in Mesayis HaBroch HaVayihi B'Shuron Melech B'His Asev Rosh Hayom. And if Tka B'Shoifa talks about L'Kabeis Kol Yisrael V'Kabtseinu Yachad Mi'arba Kamvazot, bringing Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael, back to Yerushalayim, which Yerushalayim is Ke'ir Shechubra L'Yachdov, says David HaMelech in Tehillim, which means that first is the meaning of Klal Yisrael being together in order that Hashem can become the king, in order that can be Chal Adin of Ahi Bishur and Melech. That's only B'Sa'atev Rosh Hashanah. And then there's Oshiva Shefteinu Kvar Shana, which is the Mishpat of the Melech, the Din of the Melech, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master, and he establishes his Din and Mishpat, and everybody else has to listen to him and is bottled to him. So that's the Kabbalah Shev and Oshiva Shefteinu, and that's Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmos. Sefer Bereishis is like the Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemaim. Say that, like we know that Yaakov Avinu, before he died, it says that Yaakov Avinu, even before that, when Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, and he didn't kiss Yosef, why? Because Hoyakoyre Shema, Krishma Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemaim. Vayechi says the same thing. It's about Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Oyel and Void. But that's all in terms of Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemaim. That's Sefer Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. Sefer Shmois is Shadis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only the king, but he's the master. And that's the beginning of Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs that comes later in Krishna. So Bereishis is Kabbalah's oil Malchus Shemayim, and Sefer Shmos is Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs. To show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adoin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets the laws, and we are his Avodim, and we obey his orders, we are completely bottled. And therefore that's why Sefer Shmos Be'ikah brings out the bittle of everybody to the Melech. That everybody is subordinate to the Melech. Hashem is the Adoin. He is the one who actually carries out din, judgment. He makes us all bottle to him. This Yisod will be easy to understand as we go along. And therefore in Sefer Bereishis, that's where we find Vayomer Hashem. Vayomer Hashem El Avram. Because Vayomer, as we said yesterday, is Asara Ma'amoris. Asara Ma'amoris is showing that Hashem created the world. That's why Amira is Amira Raka. I haven't yet been mitchayev anything. You're not yet my Yevet. I'm just showing you that we're just proving that Hashem created the world. And that we're Mekabel Hashem as our Melech. But there's no Din HaMishpat yet. Sefer Shmois is where Din HaMishpat begin. And therefore Sefer Shmois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dresses us by Yedaber Lekim El Moshe. Because Dibur is Milashon Kosher. Not only is Dibur Milashon Kosher, but the Tzvam HaKadoshim say, Balatani and others say, that then it's Yeduah, it's on it's a Poshta Yisod. That Dibur comes from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yadber Amim, Tachteinu, Ulumim Tachas Ragleinu, which is the Lanatzeach that we say before Tkiyat Shofar. Yadber means we crush them underneath us. We are manning them. They are now subordinate to us. That's Yadber. Yadber Amim Tachteinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make us the manning over all the nations. Vayidaber means it's showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is we are all underneath HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we all buckle, we all have vodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why Sefer Shmois is Vayidaber, the beginning of Dibu. Because it's the beginning of Yad Ve'amim Tachteinu. So that's why we can understand why Moshe Rabbeinu's avoid of showing absolute bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the avoid that we're being introduced in Sefer Shmois, because Sefer Shmois brings out the beginning of avdus that we have, the avdus that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we find that the Sefer, that's why that we'll see, gives us an unbelievable insight into the whole Golas Mitzrayim. Because the interesting thing about Golas Mitzrayim is the Avoida. We went through many Goliaths. We don't find this idea of Avoida in Bavel, neither in Modai, neither in Yovan, neither in our Golas Edom. We don't find idea of Avdus that we find in Mitzrayim. And if you read through Sefer Shmos about the Golas Mitzrayim, we see this word Eved, Avoida, repeating itself time and time again. Vayavidu Mitzrayim b'nei Yisrael b'forach. Vayimorus chayim b'avoyda koshes. Kol avoydasam asha ovdu. Techpadu avoyda. V'loi shomel moishe mikoytze ruach umi avoyda koshes. What's going on over here? Why are we repeating this idea of avdus? But the Teretz says that Sefer Shmois, Golas Mitzrayim, was a training camp. Sefer Shmois is training Klal Yisrael to become avoda. And there we went to Golas Mitzrayim. And Vayavidu es b'nei Yisrael b'forach. Vayimoru es chayim. There was a bechin of Avdus in Mitzrayim. That was b'li Tanuk. B'li Ava. It was kulay es batlus to paro. We didn't have any, our emotions were completely. Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says, wow, there's going to be a gola. B'lai shomu el Moshe. They haven't got any more emotions. They're completely bottled. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us through this? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is training us to become bittul, to become completely bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is training us to attain the madrega of the bittul of Moshe Rabbeinu, who's called the Eved Hashem. And it's very difficult to attain an avoider where we become completely bittul, so much so that we lose our own mitzvahs, we lose all our emotions, and we become completely bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's why we have to go through an avdus in Mitzrayim that trained us to become proper avoider. And that's Bemis, we see many, many psukim like this. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim avodayim asher etzeis yoysom eretz Mitzrayim. Ani asher lekeichem asher etzeis yoysom eretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes on Mitzrayim. Because we discussed earlier in Shir Divrei HaGro that Eved Melech is a Melech. And the meaning of Eved Melech means that the more a person is an Eved, the more becomes part of the Metzias of the Odoin. And therefore, Lahavdul by Melech Malcham Lochim, the more a person is an Eved of Hashem, the more bitter it's spotless he has, the more he gets included in the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the more Giluyim he obviously has, the greater the Giluy. And the Spitz, the peak of this, we'll see was in Parshas Mishpatim. So Parshas Mishpatim, which is the last Parsha of the Shoivavim, is really the summit, the spitz of all the Shoivavim. And the Shoivavim and all these parashas, as we said earlier, parashas of Avdus leading up to the most unbelievable Madrega Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, who corresponded to this Yiro. In other words, Parshas Mishpatim is the parasha where all the avoiders from Parshas Shmois onwards that were leading up to Mishpatim reached their pinnacle in Mishpatim. And what do I mean? Parshas Mishpatim begins with Ve'ela Mishpatim, and Mishpatim has to do with Din, with Melech, Melech, Mishpat Yamid Oretz. And the first mitzvah in Mishpatim is Kisikne Eved Evri Shei Shonim Yavod Vashvi Yetzi Lachov Shechinol. Freeing Avodim, the parasha of Avdos. Because Parshas Mishpatim is teaching us what Avdos is all about. And in the same way as the whole Sefer Shmois was teaching us what Avdos is all about, the Golas Mitzrayim was teaching us what Avdos is all about. So therefore, by the time we've arrived in Parshas Mishpatim, we know quite well what Avdos, and therefore we're quite well prepared for becoming Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ganav who steals, that still needs more of a lesson, so he's sent to be, his soul to become an Eved for 6 years. But the Ikke is, and the Tachlis is, that Vashvi'is Yetzei Lachov Shechinom, and then it comes to the 7th year, he should go out to become an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's had his practice now, and now he has to become an Eved of Hashem. Parshas Mishpatim is the parasha of Avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the spitz of the parasha of Avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if Eved Melech Melech means that parashas Mishpatim has to be megala to us, the koyach of Avdus, the koyach where being an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads to. And because we said that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest manifestation of this, Yismach Moshe Matnaf Kalki Ki Eved Nehem Elohim Nehem On Vayomas Moshe Eved Hashem. So therefore, the end of parashas Mishpatim, we see where this unbelievable koyach of Avdus leads a person to, how far reaching it is, and to how high he can really get to. And let's read out some psukim at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Moshe Omer Aleh El Hashem Atav Ahar and Adam Aviyu Shivim Zikni Yisrov Yishtachavisa Merochev Egnigash Moshe Levada El Hashem Vehim Lo Yigoshu Vayom Hashem El Moshe Aleh Elai Ahor Abayi Veheye Shom Ve'etna Lecho Esluchu Yisrov Matoir Vamitzvah Shekfabdi Leroysom Vayal Moshe Lohor Vaychas Onan Es Ahor Vayishkun Koyd Hashem El Asinai Vaychasei Onan Sheshes Yom Vayikra El Moshe Vayom Hashvi Mitoich Onan Vayomer Moshe b'toychon and v'yal lahor v'yim Moshe b'hor aboim yoyim aboim laila. That's the end of Parshas Mishpatim. The most unbelievable aliyah that we can't even begin to be masik, that the cloud surrounds Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu goes soaring up to Shamayim, into the greatest dvekas that a human being bechlal can't understand, a human being can't endure. We can't understand these madregas of Moshe, but this was Moshe Rabbeinu, this was the Eved Hashem who's now being the skull, now reaching the highest levels of dvekas that teaches us, and that is b'emes the connection between the beginning of Mishpatim and the end of Mishpatim. The beginning of Mishpatim is be an Eved of Hashem. If you want Hasogas, if you want Giluyim, if you want manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we mevatel ourselves to Hashem, the more we become an Eved Melech, is the more the Eved Melech becomes the Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Spitz, Eved Hashem. Now here in the end of Parshas Mishpatim is alighting to Shemayim, and we're seeing what unbelievable madrigas a person can reach through Yira, through Isbatlus, through Kabbalah's Oil, through Avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the end of the Shoivavim. That's the end of the first part of Sefer Shmois. The end is the destination where a person can get to it. And all the parshas of the Shoivavim, Shmois Ve'er, Boi V'Shalach Yisroi, it's all journey, it's all preparing, it's all training for this Kabbalah's Oil, for this Avdus, this Isbatlus, that is going to reach us and take us so high to bring us, lead us to the greatest Giluyim, to the greatest manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu reaches his sea. That's where the Eved goes up and is in the skull into the Melech, bebchinas Eved Melech Melech. And then after Parshas Mishpatim begins Truma Tetzaveh, which is the second half, which then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no one has to go down, even when one's reached such a high level of dvekas, that one soared to such high levels of ispatlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Hashem says Bal Kocha Chatochai, I want the Mishkon and I want Avas Hashem and I want Tanug, you want you to have Tanug and Avodas Hashem. Hashem is telling us, and that's the second half of Sefer Shmois. And then that we can understand why Ve'era is Minoshim Ve'ez Galesi Giluyim, because Parshas Ve'era begins Ve'dabel Lekim El Moshe, that's the Midas Ayira Ve'yem Elov Ani Hashem, and that eventually leads to the Av and to the Tainug. And then straight away Ve'era, if it wants Ve'ez Galesi, if it wants Giluyim, if it wants manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one has to follow this path of Avodas Hashem, and that's the only way to get to these Giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Moshe Rabbeinu got to these Giluyim Dafka through Vaidaber Elikim, Dafka through Midas Adin, and through Kabbalah's Oil, and through Avdus. Because in order to get Giluyim, one has to be in the skull in the Metzias of Hashem. And the way to be in the skull in the Metzias of Hashem is that if to be an Eved Hashem, because if an Eved a Melech is a Melech, and Melech is Galesi, is teaching us the derech, the path of beginning with Kabbalah's Oil, beginning with ceasing being our own independent Metzias, becoming the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And obviously, that is the those are the Giluyim. That's the path to take us all the way up, like Moshe Rabbeinu went all the way up. And then when we come down again, we bring down the Giluyim with us, and we put it into practice in our Maisa Mitzvahs with Kulei Ava and Kulei Tainog. But at first, in order to get these Giluyim, we have to have an Espatlus, we have to become an Eved Melech, to become part of the Melech, in order to get these Giluyim, and then we bring these Giluyim down with us. And that's afterwards the Ava and Tainog that we have in Torah Mitzvahs. So that's a Seder Avodah, and every single time, as we mentioned earlier, every single time a person makes a bracha before he does a mitzvah, he's mekabel the oil, and he's mekabel his spatlas, and he's mekabel to become an Eved of Hashem, and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, you are our King, Shekid Shom Soysa Vitzivonu, and this mitzvah is in order to obey orders. So therefore, with that, we're becoming the Eved Melech Melech, and being the skull in the Metzias of Hashem, and then we bring down the Hashpos, down to the oil of a Maisa, and then we're the actual Maisa mitzvah, we're mekayim with the greatest av and the greatest tainuk, because we have all these giluim that we got through being an Eved Melech Melech.
That's
what Parshas Ve'era, that begins by Dabar Lekim, that begins with the Berachos HaMitzvos, which is the Bechina by Dabar Lekim, and then the Vayoyim Elav Ani Hashem, which is the Bechina of the Maisa Mitzvah. Or better said, by Dabar Lekim El Moshe, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's Avoida. By Yoyme Elav Ani Hashem, that's Aaron HaKohen's Avoida. And that's why it's Yedua that the Kohuna has more Shaychus with Amira than with Dibur. And therefore, in Pasha's Emor, the halachas of the Kohenim, the Pasuk says, Emor El HaKohenim Bnei Aaron. Emor, Miloshan Amira, because Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan has to do with Amira, has to do with the Ava and Tainuk. But that's obviously preceded by the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the absolute bittul to Hashem. And therefore, in Hanami, the first 7 days of the Miluim, it was Moshe Rabbeinu who was the Kohen Gadol, because one has to begin Avoida. Every Avoida has to begin with Avoida of Yira. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was Oyved during those 7 days in the Big Day Lovan, because the Big Day Lovan corresponds to entering the Kodesh Kadoshim, and the Kodesh Kadoshim is the Mokum of complete Hispatlus, and the Oren was Einay Min Amida. It didn't take up any space, because that shows the absolute Hispatlus, that the person Bechlal doesn't exist. The Mokum of the Kodesh Kadoshim is the Mokum of Porchon Shmosan, is the Mokum where one ceases to become on the Umetzias, and one completely niskal in the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like exactly how Nodav Aviyu, they died when they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim Porcha Nishmosan. And the Chet of Nodav Aviyu was that they were Kohanim, they were Bnei Aaron, is therefore they had no business to reach such an unbelievable level of Dveikus that led to a Porcha Nishmosan, because the Avodah of the Kohen is Sakeret. The Avodah of the Kohen is to teach us the Av and Tanuk that we have down here in our Kelim when we do the Mitzvah, and therefore Aaron HaKohen was Be'ik, his Ik Avodah was not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore Nadav Aviyu had no right to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to reach such a level of Porcha Nishmosan. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed like that into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as the Mechilta says Beferish, that Moshe Rabbeinu had access to the Kodesh Kadoshim whenever he wanted to, because the Kodesh Kadoshim and Moshe Rabbeinu, that's mamish that avoida. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who can lead himself to the level of Porcha Nishmosan but still remain in his Kalim, and therefore he's allowed to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim. He wears Big Day Lovin during those 7 days. After those 7 days of Moshe Rabbeinu being the Kohen Gadol, then he handed it over to Aaron HaKohen. Then it's now time for the Av and the Tanuk. But once a year, Aaron HaKohen had to put on Big Day Lovin, and Big Day Lovin means that he was mislabish with the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because if Aaron HaKohen would not have been mislabish into the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, he would have entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there would have been a Porcha Nishmosan like by Nadav Aviyu, and he would have died. Masha'inkin, through the fact that Aaron HaKohen was mislabish with Big Day Lovin, and the Big Day Lovin with the begotten of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so Aaron HaKohen went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore that's how he came out alive. He reached the level of Parcha Nishmosan but remained in his Kalim and came out and brought all those Giluim that he got inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. As we mentioned earlier, when a person becomes in the Skalil to become an Eved Melech Melech, is then he comes and brings all those Giluim down. So Yom HaKippur was the day where Aaron HaKohen connected to becoming Eved Melech Melech, and then he was to be in the Skalil in the Metzias of Hashem, and that allowed all these Giluim to be in his Gala to him. And then he brought all this back out into the rest of the Mishkan, and that was the koyach of the Yirod of the Eved Melech Melech that gives way to the Ava and Tainuk. So that's the Bechin of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore in our Avodah this is the Bechin of Shoivavim. When we go through, we learn through the parashas of Shoivavim, Shmois, Ve'er, Boi, B'Shalach, Yisrael, Mishpatim. We have to work Be'ikon al Yira and our Tshuva, the Shuva Bonim Shoivavim, and to become an Eved Melech Melech we have to work on his spotless tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only Metzias, and our greatest aliyah is that we should be in a skull into the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should try to work ourselves to an avoida when we feel that we're almost at the level of Porcha Nishmosam already. Until Parshas Mishpatim, which at the end of Parshas Mishpatim was where Hashem said to Moshe, Alei Elai Ahara, when Moshe Rabbeinu reached these unbelievable levels of Eved Melech Melech. And then when we get to Parshas Truma, when we finish the Shoyim of him, then we transfer, then we have a transition from the avoida of Yira to the avoida of Amoridika Ava and Amoridika Tainuk, using all these Giluim that we got in the first half of Sefer Shmos by being an Eved Melech Melech and bringing all these Gilim down into our day to day, our daily practical Avodas Hashem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the parashas from Truma till the end of Shmos with an Ava, with a Tanug, with a Chias, with an unbelievable Simcha
how fortunate we are to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how fortunate we are to have these feelings of the unbelievable Tainuk of the Ziv HaShechinah. But that's why even Klali, how Sefer Shmois divides itself between the first half and the second half. And within every single Protiyistika mitzvah, obviously there's a bracha that precedes the mitzvah and the actual mitzvah itself. We always have to remember that the bracha of the mitzvah, the Berachas HaMitzvah, is the Kabbalah's oil, is the Dargah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the actual Maisa mitzvah is the Tainuk and the Simcha that we feel through the Beis HaMikdash. So in every day, you know, throughout our Avodas Hashem, we have to connect both to Mamad HaSinai and to the Beis of the Mishkan. We have to connect both to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Aaron HaKohen. The beginning of the mitzvah is Hashem, we're anyways doing the mitzvah, whether we feel Tainuk, whether we don't feel Tainuk, we're doing the mitzvah as a bittle, as Kabbalah's oil. That's a connecting to Mamad HaSinai, that's connecting to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then B'shas, the actual Maisa mitzvah, is then we have to feel the greatest Simcha, then we can connect to the Mishkan and we connect to Aaron HaKohen. So Rachman Yan Chelenu, we should be Zoicha Be'ez Hashem Yisbaruch, always to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with both these Bechinas, with the Bechinas of Av and Yira, and we should be, HaKadosh Baruch should give us the Chochma Bina Medas to know exactly when to apply Av and when to apply Yira, in order that we should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tachlis HaShleimus. We should be Zoicha Be'ez Hashem Yisbaruch to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'mehera B'yomeinu Amen.